Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how America needs an intervention from the rest of the world, Corey starting a slow clap at Top Gun, snapping your toes in a Z formation, and stewing in my own sour puss. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, hello, sweet sour angel child
adult
baby.
Freak.
Hello.
Hello, sour adult freak.
Am I sour?
Yeah.
Ew!
No. No, no.
I don't think I would ever want to be called sour.
Yeah, I feel like you say that. Sour puss.
You know anyone who calls people sour puss?
No, I don't say sour puss. Maybe my mom says sour puss.
Don't be a little... I feel like you say sour puss. I
mean, like if somebody's being a little sour puss.
You'd be all like... about
well,
what?
When you're going downtown Julie Brown on your... On
what
your
is a sour puss?
Punani tsunamis, and they are a little bit tart for the girls. First they're sweet, then they're
that
sour.
That is not what a sour puss is, baby. That
it's
is not
on not. My menu.
PH
I only have the brunch
off
menu. Do you guys have the dinner menu? Are you guys still serving breakfast?
How sour are they?
If you're still serving breakfast, then figure out your kitchen.
No, we don't serve dinner. No, never.
It's not like there's always. It's not like everything that left for breakfast, everything that's for breakfast
like
left.
How hard can it be? They're all just microwaving what? Things.
Okay.
Hey, I saw, speaking of restaurants, I saw this TikTok of these people eating out at a Chili's. I think it was a Chili's. It was either an Applebee's or some shit. And over comes a robot waiter. A little... Are we living in the future?
Yeah, baby. It, have like, you never been to Applebee's it was where like, on the table there's like a thing where you can
yes,
pay? That's already a
yes,
robot waiter.
I've done that where it's like they've got the menu and the pay. And
so
like
you're just
console.
Saying the robot was humanoid.
No, no, no. It was like, it was closer to R2-D2 than it was to C-3PO.
Thick.
It was short and squatty, but it rolled over to the table and was all, put your dirty plates on me.
Greetings,
and then,
earthlings.
Yeah, and then they just like, and then it bust the table for them and then just went away. Where is that? Where is that happening?
Do you think if the robot
y'all's
ever...
Chili's?
Do you think the robot ever drops the plates
ever licks the
and
plate.
Everyone claps and it gets embarrassed?
If you've ever, I'm going to make a statement. If you've ever clapped when somebody dropped their tray or dishes in the cafeteria, you're a dick.
I agree. You're not arguing with me on that.
Did we talk about this?
Certainly.
So I saw. So speaking of clapping,
did you get the clap this weekend? How was Pride?
Damn, I'm like we're 3 minutes in, and I'm gonna burn through my whole list.
Somebody already burned through your whole earlier.
Speaking of lists, no. Speaking of
burning through your hole.
What were we talking about?
Tell clapping. Me about pride at Claps. Speaking, claps
no,
at
I'll
pride.
Get to pride. I'm not done with clapping. I saw the new Top Gun film starring Lady Gaga.
No, it's not.
It's vocals.
Okay.
And baby, it was a pretty full theater. It was like two Sundays ago. And the number of times the straight audience clapped at the Top Gun when the planes were all shooting up the other planes and people were clapping.
Is this this war propaganda?
I was sitting there the whole time thinking this is for sure war propaganda.
You know,
but I guess
they put military enlisting officials outside of movie theaters that play that movie.
No, well, that reminds me of the fucking recruiter that used to harass me in high school. It was all coming to my lunch every day, trying to find me at lunch and recruit me.
Yeah, well, we live in a military industrial complex, and it's a predatory system that says maybe you'll have a future if you come kill people for us.
I got invited to the movies. My friend bought the ticket. I thought, you know me, I'll say yes to any movie theater experience. Like, I'll go see a movie no matter what. Yeah, I'll always say yeah, because I want popcorn and soda. But, yeah, lots of clapping at the Top Gun film. And the whole time I was thinking, is this military propaganda? But what I didn't realize was that movie was all about planes, but it was about the Navy. I thought it was going to be about the Air Force, but I guess I don't know the difference.
Have you ever seen a Top Gun?
I never saw the original Top Gun.
I've never seen any Top Gun. I could not tell you a single inch of the plot. I could not tell you a single line of the plot. I could not tell you a single character involved. Goose.
Tom Cruise.
Goose. Is there somebody named Goose?
Yeah. Well, and honey, also what I wanted to say was Tom Cruise looks great for his age. Like other men who've been that old and have had work done, and you can tell they've had work done. I don't know if he's had work done or not, but I thought, wow, he does look great.
I've never heard a dumber sentence in my life.
You think he's had the work? Well, honey, tell all the other men who are getting work done to go to his guy or girl.
I'm telling all the people. No, my real tip for everyone who's getting all the work done is stop it.
Well, baby, so
once you start, you'll never stop.
So this was a sequel.
It's a trap, and they tell men, oh, it's you should get it before you need it, so that it's like a preventative, so you'll never look like you got it. But you know what that is? It's creating a consumer base at a younger age. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, hello, dummos.
One of my friends did get it here in the city, and he said the people told him, no, you don't need it.
Oh, well, that's nice. Build trust before you build a consumer.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. I'm okay aging gracefully. I've had no work done.
I'm okay with aging not gracefully. If I start to look crickety crackety, wrinkly, ugly.
Oh, honey,
baby,
you always look crinkly,
that's
crackety.
Fine. You know what's peaceful?
You've always looked like a sourpuss.
Accepting what you look like. It's kind of nice.
Oh, wow. You're going to say that after you played God with your vision?
Just a little peekaboo, pokeaboo. You know what? But it's not aesthetics.
You've had
because look at me. I'm still. What is it? What's on my face right now?
Glasses without lenses.
Yeah, I still am wearing them. So, and what?
Wow.
It's,
I can't believe
it's like
had
getting
work
Botox
done.
And drawing lines on your forehead just for a security blanket.
Yeah, well. Well, like Tom Cruise's person's great. But the theater also, I saw it in one of those theaters that had like the screen on the sides.
Oh,
have
I've never even heard of that.
So, well,
I don't
so,
want to
like,
look around. I don't want to, if I wanted to go to a planetarium, I'd go. If I wanted to a 360 view, I would stand outside.
That's what I thought. It was panoramic, baby. And I thought, I really thought the whole movie was going to be like that. My friend told me, the one who bought the tickets, he was explaining it. But then they only really turned it on for like a few scenes, select scenes, like airplane scenes. And it actually was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Was it giving... You know what? If I had to put my finger down on what that movie's like, it would be California, Soarin', California, or whatever, at California Adventure in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Is that not what that is? It's like you're flying over areas and then they spritz the smell of oranges at you.
I love that when they fucking put the oranges in the air. Flyin's the best ride at that store.
It's called Soarin' and it's called a theme park.
Well, baby, I love it.
Fly is the best ride at that store. You talking about the airport?
Do they have it at the Florida one?
In fact, I would even say that that's not the best ride at the airport. The best ride at the airport is the Massage Envy?
Is the glasses cleaner?
Ooh-wee. Have you ever done it?
I don't have glasses.
Look who comes crawling back.
I have perfect vision.
Look who comes crawling away.
Could I do it on my sunglasses?
You can do anything.
You know, I just take the corner of my shirt, clean them if I need to.
You know what I saw is...
Is that good or bad?
It's bad. It's bad. It'll scratch your shirt. But I saw shirts...
scratch your shirt.
Yes, a bad fabric on your lens will scratch your lens.
Will scratch your glasses. You said it'll scratch your shirt.
Did you know what I meant? Language is owned by the people who use it. And if you understood it, then... I don't want to steal it.
If you can't afford it, then I guess I'm going to buy it.
Steal it.
Steal it.
Yeah.
Oh, so did you ask me about Pride?
No.
Well, San Francisco just had our Pride over the weekend. Mm. And boy, was it fun.
Mm.
I went out dancing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So
What about your Pride was different than any other weekend that you go out in the city? Anything?
What was different was A, I don't go out on the weekends.
No, I'm saying when you go out, what's different from that to the Pride?
Oh, more visitors.
So more crowded, can't move,
longer lines. We had the longest rainbow laser in the world. Did you not see any pictures?
No.
I'll send it to you.
Will you elaborate?
Yeah, so at the ferry building, like on the water, somebody had set up some big ass.
F-E-R-R-Y.
F-A-I-R-E-E.
Ferry. I think that if somebody identifies as a fairy with an I-E at the end, I respect that. I think that's nice. That's fun.
Well, at the ferry building, they had a laser rainbow. It was like your house at New Year's Eve, but a really big one of those. Mm. And it shot 4 miles all the way down Market Street from San Francisco's ferry building to the Twin Peaks Pink Triangle. And so it was out and about Friday night. Everyone was like, what's this laser in the air?
Yeah, did you know that? I've seen that.
Well, baby, I saw it. I was at a house party that was pretty close to the end of the laser. And by where it reached us, it was only like blue and purple. They were like, that's the world's longest rainbow. I said, baby, I only see two colors. That ain't a rainbow.
That's what they used on my LASIK. They shot it from the ferry building, and they just shot that rainbow right into L.A., and I put my eyeball up.
So there I was. I got a last-minute ticket to a thing Friday night that I wasn't planning on going to, so then I went to a pre-party, and I walk in, and there's only four of us at the pre-party. All the other three people were wearing mesh, and I thought, oh, thank God I did not wear mesh. So then we leave the pre-party and go to the pre-party, and we show up at this house. It's all twinks. I didn't recognize a soul.
which is fine.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, it was weird for me because I feel like I've lived in San Francisco for so long. Like, even though it's a big city, I feel like the gay community is very small, and like everybody you can't go somewhere without seeing a gay that you know, or like say, oh, have I seen him on Grindr before? Like some shit like that. I showed up at this like party and didn't recognize a soul, which was actually kind of fun. But girl, you walked in and there was like a sign that was like shoes off household, and it was
love it.
60 pairs of like white sneakers in just a pile. Nobody had like delicately placed them like side by side. I was like, oh, I'm never getting my shoes back.
Well, what you do is, you know, when you do the
you tie them together like at the roller skate rink.
Sure. No, I was gonna say, like, you know those little those little feet things that you can put on the shoelaces. With the little hole on the feet, and you can put them through the shoelaces.
The little feet from Mileage Club.
Yes, Mileage Club charms.
I'll get some.
Or anyways, you have a sense of individuality and wear something that's not the uniform.
Well, the funny thing is, it was literally like 900 pairs of white sneakers, and I thought, thank God I wore my black high tops because there were only three pairs of those. But we walk into that party with me and my three friends who are all already wearing mesh. And baby, this is 75% of this party was wearing mesh, and my friends were mortified, and I was dying, and I was like, I feel so grateful for this t-shirt that I have on.
You know what? as somebody who is a warm-bodied person, there may be people
you
there.
You need the mesh.
Yes, honey. There may be people who need a little bit of mesh.
Baby, I had cut the sleeves off my shirt, so I was out and about. I was warm. Okay. I was feeling sexy and free.
Okay.
And then we went to the club, and I was dancing with my friends. And one of my friends said, can we find a different room? This one's a little pots and pans. And it reminded me of you. I was like, Tyler says that.
Well, you know, there's a certain type of music aesthetic right now that's very...
I was into banging, it. I had no complaints.
If you will.
I got to hear Break My Soul by Beyonce for the first time in the club. And the club went off. And yeah, it was so fun to like actually be surrounded by people dancing to that. So that was a fun pride moment. You know.
Love it.
I got very stoned at Dolores Park on Saturday. They have like a big, they call it like a lesbian march, but it's like everyone's there. But it was so fun. I always love that. That park's like shoulder to shoulder on that Saturday.
That's fun.
But it was a good, successful pride.
That's great. I haven't done anything for pride yet. Is it over?
Honey, pride's over.
Maybe next year. Another pride alone.
Even though LA and WeHo both had two prides, you didn't do either?
I was either out of town, or I was gone, or I was in, or I was blah, blah, blah.
Flicking your bean.
I was flicking my bean. You know, I was busy. Busy, bussy girl.
Did you get Willy or Crouton any pride gear?
I did not, but they wear a harness every day. So, like, I feel like
is it very Vegas? Let me hear you make some noise.
They're harnesses? Crouton's eager to put his on. Willy is not. He'll go running. He's not very into pup play.
Bondage?
Yeah.
I can't believe they don't each get a little rainbow bandana.
Oh, they can't. They don't like accessorizing.
What about earrings?
I don't think it's right to pierce a dog's ear. I don't know if that's really been a debate.
Not, baby, not piercing, but dog owners, are you out there? Can you put clip-on earrings on a dog, or does that hurt?
It must hurt.
I feel like dogs' ears are thicker than our ears.
Yeah, but still... I don't know. I'll look into it.
I'm not. Ask, call a vet. Is there any veterinarians listening?
I'll use my vet app. They have an urgent messaging option.
You have a vet app?
Yeah, my vet has an app. What are you talking about?
If you could just say, do you think yes or no, dog with a clip on earrings?
I can get on FaceTime within a minute with my vet or any vet represented by the company, you know?
Hell yeah.
So,
vets on demand.
Hey, I was just supposed to pierce my dog's ear. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, speaking of On Demand, wait, did I talk about this last time? I've been watching this 911 show.
Go on. You mean Copaganda?
No. Although the 911 dispatchers are very friendly with the cops. But no, it's like a 911 dispatch call center reality show where you just get to hear the people who call in 911 emergency calls. Pretty good.
Like that one movie we saw where she was all the call, the she took the calls.
Oh, Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember the end of that movie when everyone was screaming in the theater?
I loved that movie. It was actually good. It's that, but it's a TV show, and it's just all these calls from like some city in Ohio.
Mm.
Always drama at the 911 call center. Well, yeah. But then sometimes it's funny. A lot of babies being born on toilets or in toilets. I just don't understand.
Are we going to talk about the subject at hand? I feel like it would be on the nose for two cis men to just skate over what the rest of the country is going through. So let's discuss.
Let's discuss.
We live in a country where people we didn't elect, who were put into power by people that did not have the popular vote, get to make a decision about how people use their bodies and the decisions they get to make with their bodies. Obviously, Psychobabble stands in solidarity with all women and their right to choose. Actually, Tyler does. Yeah. I don't know if Corey does.
Bitch, speak. Of course.
This is my friend Corey. He's an ally. Say hi, Corey.
I'm furious.
Ally.
I'm so fucking tired of playing by the rules when we're just getting like slam dunked on people who aren't playing by the rules.
Well, they know what?
They stole like three of those seats. All of those Supreme Court justices lied under oath about overturning this. And it's like, how are you going to say a law from 50 years ago is outdated, but the Constitution's not outdated? Mm. Okay, mm. That makes sense, honey.
Also, who gives a fuck what the founding fathers think? Who is staying up at night being like,
wet for the founding fathers?
Wet for these old fucks that didn't know how to shower. Wet for these, like, the ghost of whoever. Like, what would he care? Who cares what he would think? He wouldn't be able to. None of the founding fathers would be even able to comprehend a Catholic on the Supreme Court, let alone air conditioning. So, like, what do you want? What do you want from me?
I saw some post this morning that was saying how, like, in the like UN, I don't know, guidelines, bylines, laws, something. It was talking about countries having like forced birth and being like, we are against all that. So now what? Is the UN gonna? Can they fucking say something to us? Please.
I would really like the rest of the world to kind of put America in their place, because it's been pending.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah.
And then fucking, I was actually very mad.
Well, yeah.
And fucking Clarence Thomas can rot. And, like, for him to get up there and then in the fucking decision name all these other cases that he's eyeing to overturn about, like, gay marriage and about literally private gay sex in the bedroom. But he's such a moron and doesn't even realize, like, that he's in an interracial marriage, which was something that they had to fight to be able to have. And then he's going to fucking try to come for our rights. Like, are you a moron? Like, it's just, hateful people. I don't get it. And mm-hmm. I saw some TikTok too going on about, it's like, do you ever notice how all the like things that the Republicans fight for don't actually even make their lives better? It's like, great, okay, you did this. Now what? You're like, you haven't improved your life. You don't have more rights. You don't have better health care. You don't have better child care. Like, what did you actually do for your base and for your people?
Yeah, like, I'm curious, like, for all the people that are pro-life out there, what that looks like outside of being anti-choice. Like, at what point, because it's just, all it is it's a fake thing to be for that is restricting other people, as opposed to a real thing that improves actual people's lives. By being for this like hypothetical fetus, you absolve yourself of doing any actual work to improve real actual lives of actual citizens.
Right.
At any point. It's like you're fighting for it, but I feel like they know that. They feel like by focusing all of their energy on this hypothetical non-existent human in what they might slash could slash maybe might someday be, they're like not doing anything for people that actually are. So
I'm just like, I guess I've said all along, like, if you're pro-life and you're not actively adopting children, fostering children, donating money to families in need, for single mothers, like, it's all hypocrisy. But then all of these people that are pro-life are, I shouldn't say all, but it feels like the majority of the people who are pro-life are so because of religion. But it's like, if you truly believe in heaven, like, y'all love to send thoughts and prayers. Can't we just be thoughts and prayers and for the fetuses? Like, if you truly, no, you know what I mean? Like, if you truly 100% believe in heaven, like, aren't these abortions going to heaven?
Well, it's because they're not being baptized or whatever.
So then they're not going to heaven? Is that what they're worried about?
I think is what they say. I don't know. I don't care because heaven's not real. And even if it were, the founding fathers said no religion, bitch. The founding fathers said no religion. So like, get it through your stupid, stupid brains.
I just don't understand. There is absolutely zero separation of church and state. It's just insane.
So yeah.
Oh, she's good. Ladies, my blood is boiling.
Yes. My blood actually is boiling. I've been having such a challenging tech weekend. I was going to have this like this subathon for the Trevor Project for Pride, and I was so excited for it. And then my computer is just not working. And so like, I've been stewing in my own frustration. And so everything else that's been, everything else in the world that is always frustrating is like, I feel like I'm just kind of at my...
Have you been stewing in your sour puss?
And it is boiling.
Ladies, my blood is boiling.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, what Drag Race like one-liners do you think you honestly quote the most in your life, in your like day-to-day life?
Give me some options. What do you say?
Like, I know I say wake up Pearl all the time.
I sometimes say wake up Pearl.
I feel like I say that anytime somebody's like not on brand with the joke or not getting what I'm saying. Wake up Pearl.
I
notice I have like three or four that I actually say quite a bit.
I do say, well, I mean, do I say them or do I push the button on my soundboard? So like I...
Well, baby, I think close enough.
I say, huh, I'm acting. Or I say, I often do say, come on, Teletubby, teleport me to Mars.
Yeah, I say that one quite a bit too. That's what I said when I saw the laser, the rainbow laser at Pride.
I say
get her Jade a lot too.
Yeah.
If one of my friends is like dragging another one, I always say get her Jade.
Because I am what? Sickening?
Sickening.
I feel like I say that sometimes.
Yeah. I need to compile a list of like the actual ones that I do say all the time so that these people know the impact they have made.
No, certainly they know. I mean, I have a folder that is within the folder on my soundboard, each drag queen individually. And then within that, each drag queen's folder is sections within those folders. So it's like there's...
Oh, she's got a library. Mm.
Card catalog. Yeah.
Do card catalogs still exist?
Yes. For my soundboard.
Fuck the card catalog, baby.
Anywho's.
No, it's all got to be digitized now.
Anywho's.
You got anything fun planned for this week?
Well, I would love to do my pride. I would like to celebrate pride in some capacity. I was planning on having my pride party, and it was going to have, you know what we were going to do? A pride pet costume parade where everyone shows up to the pet section on the Discord with their animals in their pride costumes, and it's gonna be a little parade.
Okay. Well, this seems weird considering you literally just told me you do not have pride gear for either of your dogs.
Bitch, I could figure it out. I would have Hudson whip something up.
Figure it out.
I would figure it out.
Make it work.
So my goal for this week is to get my computer fixed and working, and then that'll be the fun I have.
You have to call who are those guys at Best Buy?
Geek Squad.
Ew, Geek Squad. Are you gonna call Geek Squad?
I've got a membership.
You got Apple Store?
No, none of those things can help me because it's like
I saw a TikTok.
Okay.
Of somebody was filming at the Apple Store. It was all the old people who go for this, like, the instruct tutorial of how to use an iPhone. I was happy they were there, but it made me a little sad.
Why?
This was, like, really, really old people.
Great. It's called knowing that you can never stop learning.
I know, but I don't know. Something about it just made me feel sad. Good for them. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're educating themselves.
I don't want a single human out there to be making fun of old fucks learning how to use tech.
I'm not.
Because, bitch, we would much rather have that than have them be like, how do I do my... I don't want to help.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't want to help.
Mom, dad, don't call me. I don't know how to fix your printer. But, no, it made me think... I think it made me sad because it made me feel like... technology is growing at a pace where people just can't like naturally keep up. Maybe I was making assumptions, but yeah, I was like, this girl walked by and was filming it and it seemed dystopian.
Well, you want to know what's scary about it is because you're next. That's the feeling.
Yeah, baby. That's what I've been thinking. And I've been thinking with like, cause now all these like apps and shit, you know, there's always something new. I'm like, do old people, like, do they not have the ability to learn, or do they just reach a point where there's like, there's so much fucking new shit, I'm not doing it anymore? Because that's how I was feeling. I was like, someone had texted me and was like, are you on this social media app? And I thought, no, I have too many. I don't need another. And I'm like, am I old now? Am I going to just say, I know what I know and I learned what I learned and I'm moving on?
I think that's a choice you have to make.
Hey.
Hi.
I still have Clarence Thomas's Wikipedia up because I googled him and he's got my mom's birthday, which I don't love.
What are we gonna do about that?
Yeah, I don't love it.
So he's what is she?
A Cancer.
So he's a Cancer.
His birthday was last week. He celebrated his birthday by literally stripping rights from people.
He's a Cancer, but he strips rights from people.
Zero.
Oh, one.
Two?
Zero. 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 You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
I'm ready for that.
He's a
meme
six,
to be over.
But he,
I'm ready for that.
Oh, but he participates in memes rating people.
I'm ready for it to be over. I saw someone say that. They were like, he's a eight, but he participates in every one of these memes, ticks, whatever.
I just
What did Kennedy Davenport call it? A meme?
Oh, I did like that. I did. That was nice. That was good for me.
Yeah. Paul loved it. Chicken Tetrazzini.
Yeah, Paul loved that one. Well, Corey.
Yeah, do you have anything else to say about
it? No. Not that I can stink.
What are
of.
You saying about?
Just this and that, really. I have three things written down that we talked about. You clapping at Top Gun, laser rainbows,
I didn't
LASIK
clap.
Procedure, and then stewing in my own sour puss.
I didn't clap.
So I think we had a very great episode.
Sour Puss Queens Edition. Mm-hmm. Hey, you think we'll ever do another Queens Edition?
I certainly hope so. Maybe when a queen gives us something worth editioning.
I know. We'll have to wait for Maggie Rogers' third album. You can't do a Queens after two.
Some people really got a lot of nerve being all, where's the Olivia Rodriguez
Queens I haven't edition? Even listened. I haven't listened to that whole album.
I'm like, first of all.
I still don't.
I don't even need to say first of all. You know the answer.
I feel like if they got like four other girls that looked similar to her, I wouldn't know which one was her.
That's okay. I don't care. I don't fault her for being kind of unremarkable.
Maybe I wasn't saying she was unremarkable. I was like, I just haven't seen a lot of her.
I didn't say she was unremarkable. You said that.
I haven't seen any of her music videos. I don't think I've seen her do a live performance. Mm. I'm not shading her. I just haven't discovered.
Listen, you're not getting a Queen's Edition about anybody until they're iconic. So like don't ask us where's the Queen's Edition.
Ask the queen
where's the iconography.
Yeah
thank you.
Yeah, when's the Selena Gomez Queen's Edition?
You know what,
when's the BB Rexa
she
Queen's
can have
edition?
One because she sent me some kitchenware.
And nice.
Well, it's like royal blue, which I'm not about, but it does cook.
That's what's important. Yeah, when I was getting new stuff for my apartment, I needed one of those knife blocks, and I accidentally bought a cheap one, and I regret it because you can't buy cheap knives; they're shitty.
You're telling
back
me
back to the drawing board on that one. Any hoozle. All right, gotta go. Where can people find you?
Well, you can find me stewing in my own sour.
Yeah,
poops.
I believe that.
Corey,
believe
where can
that.
People find you?
This week, you know. I'll be around.
Starting slow claps in movie theaters?
I'll be starting slow claps. Have you seen me clap with my feet?
Unfortunately, yeah. Have you seen me clap with my ass?
No. I love to clap. I know I love to laugh, and I know I love fun, but I also love to clap with my feet, and my friends really have a negative reaction to it.
You know how you can clap with your hands and your ass? Can you snap with your fingers and with your toes?
Toes? No, I could work on it though.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'll send you a video of me clapping my feet.
I want to see a sassy gay do like a, you know, like you
with
know,
their toes,
but with their toes,
zigzag snap, like a Z snap formation with their feet.
Yes,
someone can. That exists. I tell you, if
listeners,
you can think of it exists.
Cycle babies, if you're out there, if you can snap with your, now snap your fingers, do this thing. You can do it all by yourself. Let me see.
Is it like the hokey pokey?
No. It's
turn yourself around?
No.
Well, that's what it's all about.
All right.
All right, designers. Gotta go.
Okay.
Bye.